Beginn der Karl Davin sagt, dass beim Metzir Davin mit seinem Bino und Basic und Tesmas, der wird die Gemara Mareike. So what does that mean that we're excluding? Pirush Gerini Tamara. These are date pits. Shem Machlikim Behem Es HaKalef. That we actually, spread it, smear it, the peel, like on a piece of paper. And they were saying that's not considered chashuv as a kli to acquire with. Where it's done with the vessels of the seller, of the giver. That it's rekel b'shakoina. But me nami, it's what we say, perkash lechgin, lam tesma beiz, gabehi, mosa, this maidservant, the amma la, that he told her, kani, acquire. Ha, with this, v'kani nam shakhan, acquire yourself. Also came to Rav Nachman, He was giving it to her something, and with that to acquire herself, well, that doesn't work. We're passing the Caliph Shalkaina. Next test not to bring the Mughal Khitam again to say Pirushikum Fahrt, and therefore Valay two is Vav. So you don't have a Vav Diva Almois on the Tazam Merchat. Rather, that Tasimon is the same thing of the Mois on that on the Tons of Merchat. Next test not to bring the words of the Gemara. Nisfrachatech Balia. That he's going to say, your week got burnt in the upper story. Hikshu Rivon, Rivon asks, why did they have to uproot the acquisition of money, Shum the Reis, which is a biblical halacha? Lissakna, why didn't they just institute She Yitzdarach Shneim, that you need both? Mois u'meshicha, money and to draw it. Tertzi answers, no, imeshicha levada loy tikna. If meshicha itself is not going to acquire, yoimer lekeach, then the buyer is going to say, "Lamoicha to the seller, nisuf chadecha balia," that your wheat got burnt in the upper story. So in other words, that you have to be concerned that the lekech might take the wheat to his possession and didn't pay it the money and is going to burn, and he's not going to be concerned about saving the wheat to me my snafish because oh yeah he wasn't going to get because you need both. Comes out the seller is going to lose out. So chum want mafkia the kinyan mois totally and second only meshicha is to be kinder. That's the case. We're already in the Rishas Labayim, and then no one's going to come to a situational loss. The next test matter begin with the words. If you say Mois Kaina is the money acquires, that's why the seller's going to back out and the loyal kech. So the Gemara is asking. This Reb Shimon said in our Mishnah that only Moichah could back out because the money is by him and not lekech. It's obvious that Minatoya and Mois is kindness, and therefore they could back out because you don't have to be concerned that the Moichah is not going to be Mois Nefesh to save the wheat. Now, Pirush Rashi explains that the Togach Meicher Umatzel, that the seller is going to put in the effort and say, Mishim Shiach Alavzabai, because he could back out Im Yekiroi if it's going to go up in price, V'leke'ach Le'yachzu Im Yeruzlu. So he could back out, but the buyer cannot back out if it goes down. So therefore, it's going to be the Meicher who's going to be Meister Nefesh for it. Because of that gain they could have. So it's going to say, if you take the Meshicha, but we think they instituted the whole, to not have Mois Kainz, to have Meshicha, because people that are inappropriate, to Tarcha Matzah, they're going to go put in the effort and say, Lefishim Yukru Yagzah, that if it goes up, they could back out, be Kabbalah Meshapar, and what? He should accept the curse of whoever backs out after money was given. So Tadikim Lo Yagzah, the righteous people would never back out if Lehi Mekiyah never goes up. So comes the whole Takan is only from Nashim Meshain Moganim. So it says, yeah. Yeah, for sure, the Takana was only Elamishim Shein Mugan, only for inappropriate people. Because the whole idea in general, they can leave the produce of their friend Lissef to burn, who would do it? A tzaddik would go and save it. Obviously, it's for an Ashimishim Mugan. So it's not difficult, the question that we're asking. Now, Ben Tamafar, she explains the Nisr food that if they get burnt, Yochalikech Lauzer, the buyer could back out, a full Reb Shimon. Even Reb Shimon, the command that's brought later on the Tesman Beis and Masnid on the mission of the Reb Shimon Aimi says, Kol Sha Kesef Biyadai. Whoever has the money by him, Reb Shimon says that Yodel Yoina. So after the Mishnah brings that, Maisu Ovda Dahu Gavra. The Gemara brings the story of a person, the Ov Zuza Achamra, that he paid for the buying of the donkey, and then they came from the governor to be machrim to take it. And Bayul Mitzvah, they wanted to take it. The Bay Parzik, Rafila. So, Amar Rav Chizda, he says, K'terek shetiknu meshicha b'maykum, just like the instant meshicha with the salas, k'terek tiknu l'kuchas. So too, mean that that he could back out. So they instituted Mashiach by the Kuchas that they could back out. So Mashman sounds like after Rabbi Shimon, the according to Rabbi Shimon, Islay the Rav Chisdom, that he holds of Rav Chisdom, and that in a situation where he's backing out, like over here where it's and that Bafil Mishapar like, and that there's not even the Mishapar. Why? Why is he hold that you could back? Because it would be a total loss. And therefore there's wouldn't even be the problem about Mishapara. Because Rav Chisdom didn't say this curse only if there's no, you don't have this excuse. And he didn't tell him go accept Mishpachatam Rabbi Yechanan, the Bechibar Yosef, the Zobin Milcha, Vayakar, Bechul, etc. I think memories later end up in Mechasim Beis. And now, so Tais explains, he says, Lekach Tarch Meicher Umatzel. Now, so wait a second. So the question that's being asked is that since the Mesakim Mashiach Reb Shimon, that the buyer doesn't say, Nesbechatech Abali, if that's the case, if that's the, then that Lekach gave the money and he can't back out. So you have to be concerned that the Meicher won't go and put in the effort to save. So it says, no, Lekach Tarch Meicher Matzel, Shleyavzebu Lekach, that the buyer shouldn't back out. And they won't even have Mishapara, like we explained, because of it getting burnt. And the truth is, even because of price going up and down, the buyer could back out. Like it's obvious in the Gemara Perkei Soneshach, later on Daf Ayin Dalid, on the base. The comma, because the Gemara says, Kikam Reb Shimon, when Reb Shimon say, that the seller could back out, not the buyer, is Bechad Tara, one gate, when it's one shar, one price. Sha'amad Ashar, b'mkoymoy. But betray Tari, mi Amar, but when it's two different, it's only when the money was given and they backed out, it was the same. But when the changes, truth didn't say his words, and then truth said both the seller and the buyer could back out. And Lasham Yoida, then he would agree. Daflekech Yechalach said that even the buyer could back out. Kedili Tamach, if you don't say that, so then it comes out Mishapar Belekeach Leslie that something comes out that wasn't said in Lekeach at all, because when it's totally lost, he could back out without Mishapar. In all situations, he can't back out at all. So obviously, that's what I'm saying, that in a way where there's a change of the market, he could back out. It's just that then he has to accept upon himself a mishapara. Now, so then Tosfos comes to explain. So then, v'hadikam b'shmayin, this is what we say in our sugya, there, b'shimin less leit rav chizda. B'shimin does not hold the rav chizda, which was just explained that he does. But our Gemara says that k'derech shetik n'mashicha b'shem k'echtik n'mashicha b'lekuches. So he says that Taina Hechad Belehuzel Belehuker. That's where it didn't go up or go down. That then the Rabbana and Rav Chizda, according to Rabbana and Rav Chizda, Shneim Chayzim. So then both of them came back out, like Rav Chizda said. Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, Mechir Yechalach, only the seller came back out, and Neshakas and the other, because he had the money, and Lelikech, and not the buyer. But in cases where there is a price difference, then I say, even Rav Shimon would agree to Rav Chizda that they came back out.